How was your weekend? I think I've set a record. I got sunburned this weekend. I got my first sunburn of the season this weekend. And what are we? We are 17 days into spring. Frankly, I think that's a record. Not sure if it's a good record. Not sure if it's a record I want to hold. But if you see me, that's why I'm bright pink. Speaking of the weekend, though, Anthony Dockrell is in with Weekend Warrior to run you through anything you may have missed over the last 48 hours or so. How's it going, Anthony?
Very good, Tess. Yeah, yeah. I can understand how you could get sunburnt.
Yeah.
It was like that.
I spent the day at the Dulwich Hill Village Fair and, frankly, I told people to slip, slop and slap and didn't take my own advice.
There you go.
Fried myself.
There you go. So, look, huge weekend of news. Former AMA President Karen Phelps is running as an independent in the seat of Wentworth.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is the worst possible news for the Liberal Party. It's understandably people in that seat aren't happy that their local member, who was also the Prime Minister, was knifed, you know. And if there's a reason over and above the lunar right of his party staging a coup, it seems, you know, his guy got knocked off over a very benign energy policy. So people aren't very happy there.
They're not stoked?
No, just as the rest of the nation is not very happy. Phelps will be running in a field of about 11 candidates. And an interesting statistic is that in 70 years of existence of that seat, the Liberal Party have never lost it.
Never?
Never lost it. Watch this space.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I think they're in a lot of trouble.
Wouldn't that go down like a lead balloon?
Because I think Phelps with Labor preferences could cause an upset.
Ooh.
2GB chair warmer. Former PM, professional sniper, member for the seat of Winga, Tony Abbott is back for another tour of duty after winning pre-selection for his seat, but not without a bit of a fright test. According to the City Morning Herald, he may have only got 55% of the vote.
55?
Yeah, hopefully we'll find out what the real figure is, but if it's as low as 55%, think about this, he ran unopposed in his own seat.
So what?
His own branch.
So what, 45% of people were just like, nah.
So the empty chair strikes again. the meeting apparently was pretty heated, with moderate members of the branch unhappy with Abbott's role in the leadership change. One member told the Sitting Morning Herald on the weekend, everybody with any degree of commitment to the party and its long-term future wants to see this guy go. He's just useless.
Wow.
And look, having seen Tony Abbott's performance as Prime Minister, it would be hard to mount a counter-argument.
He got sniped by an empty chair. Ooh. That's so unfortunate.
Yeah. But look, you know, if you think about this, I mean, Tony Abbott's held that seat for 25 years, but if the people in his own seat are as angry as the people in his own branch, he's in a lot of trouble come election time.
This is going to be a fun election.
Yeah. So look, 2GB, you know, they should be measuring out some office space right now to convert to a new studio. Or how about I pitch a show to Sky News?
All right, I'm ready. I'm the executive. Pitch it to me.
Okay, the Abbott and Costello show.
Oh, God.
And the tagline could be, who's on Sky?
Who's on Sky?
You might not get
the
joke.
I don't think I got it. I don't think I got it. I think that went over my head. I'm going to assume that was really well thought through and then I just completely fizzled that out for you.
Generational change there. Tess, did you see the video guy? So the guy on the Weather Channel, that video of him, pretending to be caught in gale force winds.
In the hurricane. Yeah,
yeah,
I did.
When two guys casually walk through his shot.
Yes, I did.
a bit like that. Trump on the weekend, of course, displayed, you know, his usual presidential behaviour when, you know, on Saturday he was still on Twitter complaining about the revised death toll for the Puerto Rico hurricane that happened recently. You know, only Trump could take a natural disaster and make it all about him.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, not about the many people that lost their lives.
No, and this is during, you know, while people in North Carolina were, you know, facing their own natural disaster, Trump was worried about his own, you know, reputation on Twitter. Staying on Trump.
Okay, good. My favourite
topic. Are you ready
for
this?
I don't know. I don't know if I am.
Slater reporting that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, have created a system which will allow, and they're about to test this system, that'll allow the President of the United States to text a message to every single mobile phone in the US.
Oh, don't give him. He's already got Twitter.
I know. Your service is to be used in case of emergencies, and there's no way to opt out of the system. So you can't block You can't block the president sending messages. There are guidelines on how the system is to be used, but it'll be ultimately up to the president to make the final decision.
Yeah, what constitutes an emergency?
With Trump in the White House, can you just imagine? I mean, FEMA have created a system that allows Trump to tweet every mobile phone in America.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine the message?
I don't think I want to.
I've already thought of what the message could be.
Treason? Question mark?
No, something like that, because, I mean, basically, Trump would treat it as a form of Twitter. So it'd be something like, "Hello, Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America. There's been a terrorist attack on Washington. Don't worry, I have it all under control." This would never have happened if the Democrats have not blocked the building of my beautiful wall.
Can
you believe it? The FBI still have not investigated all those missing emails from Hillary Clinton. Terrible.
The thing is, halfway through that, I temporarily forgot that you were making this up.
Oh, and that's
was
the thing.
Like, yep,
it's
sure.
It's a dumb joke and 80% of it could be true.
I hate how true it is. Oish.
And also, Tess, the dream is over. There won't be a Sydney team in the grand final this year. AFL grand final, I should say. GWS went down to the Pies. So it's all over for Sydney.
Well, my family's team, the Dragons, got beaten by a point in the NRL, and now they're out of the grand final too, so it's football devastation all around.
Oh, terrible.
Awful stuff.
That was the weekend.
Thanks, Anthony. Anthony Dockrell with Weekend Warrior, running you through the last few days. What you might have missed if you were out and about, and frankly just ignoring the fact that the world is crumbling around us.